I feel quite tired now.
Yeah, I always get a bit drained after a good show.
It's just because, I don't know, I feel like that was such an exhausting segment.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it was bringing back all those memories.
About the shelf bed.
Yeah.
I'm sure I must have talked about the shelf bed before.
Never heard that before in my life.
I must have done.
Nope. I would have remembered that if you'd have told me before. You've told me a lot of stories about yourself, but that's not one of them.
Do you find that unlikely, though? Like, you think we would have covered
everything
by now? Well, over 9 years of doing... No, is it 8 years of doing the Absolute Peach?
There's a lot to cover, though, isn't there?
Is there, though? I don't feel like I really do that much.
Yeah, I think... I don't know. I mean, you just... We're both, you know, in our 30s. So there's a lot of things we've done, a lot of life we've lived.
Well, I'm in, I'm only just in my 30s.
A lot of stories to tell. Both in our
mid to late.
Both in our 30s.
Mid to late 30s.
Both in our 30s. Yes.
Fact.
33 this year, me.
33. I'm not even 32 yet. Oh, no, I am 32. Yeah. Now, yeah. I was 32 10 days ago.
Both 32.
12 days ago. Thanks for all the presents.
It's all right. Both 32.
Yeah. And I've got grey hairs and you haven't. So for all my, all the stick I've given you over the years about being mid to late 40s, you've got less evidence than I.
Apart from my crow's feet.
Fresh looking. No, I've got crow's feet too.
Not as bad as mine.
I'll tell you a little story about crow's feet.
Oh yeah. Actual crow's feet or face crow's feet?
Face crow's feet.
Okay. This should be good.
Emily won't appreciate me telling this story.
Okay.
She doesn't listen to it. The show, isn't even listen to the main show, let alone Tapas.
She's certainly not a member of Tapas.
By the way, thanks for tuning in to Tapas. I think we'll just go straight into it rather than do an intro today.
Well, yeah, we said we'd sort of do more aftertaste kind of, you know, vibe.
It's like, you know, the main show cuts off, we carry on rolling.
We just leave the mics on.
The juicy bits.
Yeah.
And it's a bit more of a after dinner vibe.
All the saucy segments you wouldn't get in the main show.
Peach Nights.
Yeah. Something like that. Do you remember Baywatch Nights?
No.
Yeah, I always remember.
That's what I was referencing. But
yeah. But Baywatch Nights
wasn't saucy, really, was it?
No, it was always like it was almost like an urban legend of Baywatch Nights. It's like Baywatch, but it's got all like, you know, nudity and stuff in it.
Yeah, but it didn't.
But then they showed Baywatch Nights, and it was just that cop guy. It was just him going. You know, the guy who just go around on
Hasselhoff.
The quad. Yeah, Hasselhoff was in it.
Yeah,
and the cop who you used to see in the main show sometimes on the beach. He was in it, and it was just those two, basically, like solving crimes and stuff.
Right.
And you'd get cameos by some of the lifeguards and that, Pamela Anderson, whoever. But you'd never really, you wouldn't see any saucy stuff.
Yeah.
Ever, so.
That was the main draw, I guess.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
So it was a bit weird. But yeah, you had a riveting story about crow's feet.
I was just looking at some Facebook pictures of myself. So I was looking for a picture of me on the shelf. Look at that weird picture.
You look pretty much the same now as you did back then.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Look how weak my jawline is.
Oh, yeah,
look,
okay.
My neck basically
fit. But you're pulling your face back.
Yeah, I just look weird.
It's just a bad photo.
Maybe. Had my hair done specially for you tonight, Joe.
Bit more chiseled.
Didn't notice that either, did you?
It looks nice.
I'm sure I can dig out one of those photos at some point. But, yeah, so story about crow's feet. It's really a story about another reason for Joe to sort of laugh at my unfortunate kind of life.
Really?
I
don't think it's unfortunate.
But certain
You've got a
things,
great life.
Certain things, I have got a brilliant life. Certain things happen to me which are quite unfortunate slash awkward, which Joe always finds hilarious, and evidently so do lots of other people.
Well, I find it funny that it always seems to happen to you, no matter what you do or what precautions you take.
Mm.
Or even if you're just trying to do something nice, you always end up on the receiving end of a bit of bad luck.
But that happens to everyone, though, doesn't it?
Like mostly things, you, I think.
Things must happen to you. Of course they do. I think maybe you just don't think to mention them.
Well, no, I'm sure they do, just not in the same way, I don't think. But you seem to get yourself in strange situations.
But I think I bring a lot of it on myself. Sometimes I don't.
You're a bit of a modern-day Larry David, aren't you?
Yeah.
A a young LD. If
modern
you
day Lair.
Lair. Lair.
You used to call me LD.
Yeah, because you wore LD shoes.
They're not LD shoes, though.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree.
They
were on
that one. Adidas trainers.
They looked exactly like the ones Larry David wore.
Like, not classics, but. How would you describe
suede-y
them?
Kind
suede-y
of.
Suede-y yeah. With a white rim around the bottom. Like it was that white rim around the bottom.
Campus-y kind of one.
Yeah. That Joe always thought made me look like LD.
Larry David.
Young LD.
Because he wore those.
That's what he used to call me, Young LD.
Yeah, Young LD. Yeah. He used to wear those sort of very similar style shoes.
Yeah. If you haven't watched Curb Your Enthusiasm, by the way, it's amazing.
You're missing out.
It's one of my favourite comedy shows of all time. So if our opinion means anything to you, which I'm sure it doesn't, no reason why it should, but you should definitely check out Curb Your Enthusiasm. There's like 9 series or something, isn't it? Ridiculous.
It's brilliant. It's so funny.
So funny. And what Joe's referencing in the drawing similarities between me and the main character is that he is constantly getting himself into such like unbelievable situations of like awkwardness that it's hard to imagine how he got
into
those situations.
Usually almost through no fault of his own. Like
he just stumbles into it.
Yeah, he does. Sometimes he's trying to do a good thing or he's just trying to take a little shortcut or something, you know, get away with something.
Yeah.
And it always comes
sometimes
back.
Sometimes it is him, though. Sometimes it is his like pride or selfishness or
but
whatever.
He never gets away. It always comes back at him tenfold.
Yeah.
And he gets embarrassed or whatever.
No matter what.
Yeah. Publicly humiliated or whatever. It's really funny.
A lot of stuff like that. I don't say a lot of stuff happened like that, but stuff like that does happen to me from time to time. But I can pin it down to a few things. One is that I tend to be quite absent-minded. I've always been quite absent-minded about things. I tend to rush things. And the combination of those two things ends up with things like me, I don't know, leaving doors unlocked or forgetting important stuff. I left my shoes on a train once. Just loads of stuff.
Like, what were you wearing?
I guess I had another pair of shoes, fortunately.
Just walked off barefoot.
I've just done tons of stuff. Like, it's a miracle I'm alive, to be honest. Smashed glasses and plates and stuff just from trying to do stuff too quickly and not taking due care.
And more haste, less speed.
When you're someone like that, things have a higher likelihood of happening to you.
Yeah.
Really. But this is nothing to do with that. This crow's feet story is not even a story, really. But it's something which my wife said to me once, which I've now punished her by referencing constantly ever since then just to make her feel bad. So we're at...
this is a secret to a happy marriage.
We're at my niece's. You've got to be able to laugh about it, really.
Yeah.
Especially if you're married to me. Can you imagine? Imagine if I was married to me, I wouldn't be.
Imagine being married to you, like until death do you part.
Because I pretty much am what you get on this show.
Yeah, 24/7.
Like, genuinely, I that is. I'm not like this. Isn't the character?
No, that's you.
I'm. Maybe we like mess about more, or maybe we do more like fantastically stupid stuff. But for 98% of the time. This is actually it.
And all the stories are real.
All the stories are real.
Of stuff that we've done or whatever.
Yeah. So imagine that.
Yeah. If you dare.
Anyway, so I'm doing that thing where I'm building up to a story which the story can't possibly live up to the anticipation.
You always do that.
Yeah, I know. So we're at my niece or nephew's birthday party. I can't remember which.
What a good uncle you are.
I mean, it's a kid's birthday party.
Yeah, they all merge into one, don't they?
I don't know if it was the same one as where they made me dress up like a snowman by covering me in toilet roll.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to hold a carrot in my mouth for ages as a carrot nose.
Again, not weird at all.
For ages, to the point where, you know, that thing where you've got something in your mouth, you can't close your mouth, and your mouth fills up with saliva, so it's hard not
you're
to drool.
Dribbling.
So you have to, like, cock your head up. In order to keep the pool of drool from spilling over and going everywhere.
I've never really been in a situation where I've had to hold a carrot in my mouth for it to happen.
And these are the sort of things which I seem to kind of get myself muddled up in.
I've normally, you know, if I've got a, you know, carrot in my mouth or something, I've got control over what I'm doing with it, you know.
Most people do.
I'm just eating it or, you know, I'm not being forced to hold it there while someone wraps me in toilet paper.
Yeah. Mm.
Why did you have to hold the carrot in your mouth?
So it looks like a snowman.
What, with no eyes?
I guess so, yeah.
A blind snowman.
Yeah.
With just a nose.
Not just blind.
No mouth.
His eyes are gouged out.
His mouth's been shown.
No mouth. No, it's basically a mummy.
And nude.
With a carrot inside
it. It's got no coat on. Because the buttons, cold buttons.
I don't think snowmen are, I think it's fine. Really? Snowmen only usually wear scarves.
No, but they have buttons down the front, don't they?
Hmm.
Which makes up the jacket.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. I suppose they're nude in the sense that Donald Duck is nude. If
yeah, no pants.
Off.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story long. We were having photos with my niece. I think it was my niece we were having photos with. And women love getting photos. I don't know if your girlfriend's
The
same, but it's like everything we do, we have to have a photo of ourselves doing
it. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Dinner, watching TV, go for a walk, meet somebody.
We have to have a selfie of us both doing it, whatever it
pointless.
Is.
Like, absolutely
every single
pointless.
Time.
Yeah.
So they wanted a photo of us and our niece, right? Fine. It's her birthday. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So give the camera to someone else to hold the camera and take the photo.
Do it natural, though, I think. I always think...
Suppose, no, it has to be
posed. Take a photo, just someone take... If I'm with the kid or whatever, just take a photo while I'm
playing.
Holding it or whatever.
Yeah, while you're playing. Like
I don't need
time,
to know that you're... like.
Stop playing a sec. Stop. Are you having fun? Stop.
Yeah.
Stop having fun a sec. Look up there and smile. No, not like that. Smile nice. Smile nicely. Put that toy down and smile nicely.
Because everyone always says, "Oh yeah, but you know, you want to have a photo of it for when you're older. You know, you look back and you think, oh, that's nice." But you know you won't, because all the photos are just you posing
exactly the
with
same
an awkward smile.
Yeah. You could Photoshop that.
Yeah, just
you could
Photoshop
just...
that head onto any scenario.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, remember
true.
That day?
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
That's,
up until that point,
that's really
then
true.
Then it got crap.
Have you got any photos of us doing any of the other stuff? No. Just a photo of us both stood there looking into the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it? Should I get a photo of me catching that great white shark?
Yeah.
No. Why would I?
Smiling awkwardly.
Why would I? So, yeah, we're having this photo taken. And after we've had the photo taken, like, smile for the camera. Okay, smile. Yeah, fine. Smile properly.
Did the baby smile?
I don't
imagine
know.
That.
It wasn't a baby. She was a toddler. Or whatever. Not important. And, of course, you've got to check the photo then to make sure it, you know, looks good.
Do you remember you used to have to take one for safety?
Yeah.
Before digital cameras.
Yeah.
Take one. Yep, I'll just take one for safety. So you take two photos of everything, just in case, you know,
it's
can't
true,
have
yeah.
that moment again.
You're spending twice the amount on film that you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get two photos which are pretty much identical of everything.
Yeah, except one of them's got one eye closed or something.
Yeah.
And so take the photo and my wife checks the camera. She looks at it and laughs. She goes,
not what you want.
She said, "You look like a wrinkly old dog."
Wow.
And I was like, what?
Probably the last thing you expected. You know, you were thinking, oh, that's a nice photo, yeah. Or... oh, let's just take one more. Not, you look like a wrinkly old dog.
I mean, wrinkly is one thing.
There are three words that when put into a sentence and aimed at you aren't nice to hear. Even just one of those, you know, you look wrinkly, you look old, you look like a dog.
Yeah.
You know, not nice.
No.
But all three together.
Yeah, powerhouse.
Quite harsh.
So what do you mean? Why do I like? She said, "It's the way you're smiling," and I thought I was just doing a smile.
Yeah,
just you know,
just natural,
just being you know, friendly,
suave.
And she said, "It's the way you do this." Sometimes when I smile, right, listeners won't be able to see this, but Joe will. I do this. I thought, like almost exaggerated.
Yeah, bit of a grimace.
And and I, because I think that's what they want.
Yeah. You're just doing whatever they want so they can get lost and you can get on with having fun again.
And when I do that, it pushes my cheeks up and wrinkles the skin around the eyes.
Of course. That's what happens.
Wrinkly, like crow's feet, but pretty deep grooves.
Yeah.
And so I had to do it again and this time smile less enthusiastically.
And of course, you weren't paranoid at all that you looked like a wrinkly old dog.
So now every time we have a photo taken, I'm very careful not to look like a wrinkly old dog. Yeah. And I remind her of it constantly. Yeah.
But what you need to do is what girls do and have your photo pose.
Yeah.
Where you, well, you're taking a photo. Hold on a second. Let me turn 90 degrees,
yeah.
Put one foot across the other, touch my like hip or my, yeah. my knee, so I'm like slightly leaning forward,
yeah.
and then turn my head to the side and whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's it. It's like lean back, isn't it? Lean back and then turn your head to the side.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Every single photo.
Yeah.
If me and you were getting a photo now...
Yeah.
And we were doing that, we'd have to face each other and then turn sideways, turn our top half of our body sideways to the camera and both lean out.
Yeah.
We couldn't just stand, just sit there, square on, and they'd be like, no, that doesn't look good. That's not your best, you know, get your best side.
Yeah. I don't have a best side. But, you know, that's the luxury I have, really. I don't have to worry about it.
No, just take it.
Just get
over
it. Don't
want
to,
like, you know... You know, pose.
No, there's no way to improve on
no,
this.
No, just take it.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, just take it.
But at least I can modify my smile
yeah.
to be less enthused.
But that's the thing. But now you're going to look less happy. So people from now, you know.
I have to kind of do. Right.
When you're older, your kids will be looking back at photos going,
I do this.
Oh, why is dad so. Why is miserable?
Why is dad pulling? Why has dad got like his cheeks pinched and his fingers pulled down while he smiles?
Why does he look like Droopy from Droopy the dog?
Just, brilliant. Thanks for clarifying.
I didn't think it was from like an actual.
Which
like,
Droopy do you mean exactly? Oh, Droopy the dog. Droopy oh, the right. Dog. Yeah, good point.
But was it? What was the?
I don't think it was called Droopy the dog.
But what was the cartoon called?
Maybe it was. Maybe it was Droopy from Droopy the dog.
It was just called Droopy, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe it was Batman from Batman.
Well, I didn't know if it was just called Droopy or what. That's just, it's the name of the thing and
yeah,
the character.
Yes,
So that's what you're going to look like in photos somehow.
Yeah,
you do look a bit like that now, actually.
Thank you.
Another few years.
The lines on top I've got. Same pot belly.
Just wait for those jowls to drop down.
Yeah. And, oh, they're dropping all right. Don't worry about that.
And the ears.
I wish I was as cool as him.
But that's the thing with guys, like men, your nose and your ears don't stop growing, do they, ever?
Is that true?
That is true, yeah. You look at an old man, their ears are massive.
Yeah.
And their noses are usually quite big as well.
Jeez.
So,
this guy.
Jesus. That's a 2010.
I'm still looking through the Facebook photos.
I remember turning up at that Christmas party and I was absolutely wasted.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite to the pre-drinks. Anyway, we're kind of getting a bit off...
off topic. yeah, I never really liked Droopy, to be honest. I just thought it was quite boring. Stop looking at photos. We're doing a show.
Sorry. Yeah. Droopy from Droopy the dog, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
That's what you're going to look like.
Before you said Droopy the dog, I didn't know what you meant.
Yeah, well, I got confused, all right?
All right.
Jeez, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Here's a little thing.
Oh, yeah.
That I meant to do a while ago. Remember I was talking about this guy in the gym who's a complete tool?
Yeah.
Like, he absolutely does my head in.
Oh, yeah.
He walks around, like I said before, like he's got tree trunks under his arms.
Yeah.
Always checking himself out in the mirror.
Mm, beefcake.
It's just an idiot. And natural he's doing way cake. Too heavy weights, doing tiny reps, like half of the range of motion he should be doing. Just generally a complete cretin.
Yeah.
And I also, I don't know if I mentioned or not, I think that I was actually about to do it and then got distracted and didn't ever actually talk about it, so... Here, for the special benefit of Tapas subscribers, is the rest of that story, which is basically what he does is he gets the weight, and most people, when exerting a given force, will probably make some kind of a noise, maybe a slight like, you know what I mean? Like a breath, at least maybe an output of breath. Like, yeah, it'll usually be no louder than that. Like,
yeah.
This guy...
Yeah, I normally hold my breath. So,
yeah. I don't know what that is.
Extra power.
But I actually caught him in the... I was so annoyed by it, I thought, I'm going to record it and play it on the show so that you can all see, have an experience of what this guy actually sounds like. And he does this every single time. There's Katy Perry playing in the background. And that's another thing. That was from your headphones, wasn't it? Why is Katy Perry playing in the weights room?
Yeah. Again.
Like, that gym has terrible taste in music.
Well, it's either something like that or it's sort of mid-90s electro dance. It's just horrible.
Yeah,
it does not get you pumped in any way.
It's absolutely dreadful. Yeah. And they don't pay any attention to it because every so often a track comes on that's the audio to a aerobic workout.
Yeah, and they just leave it.
And there's no music. It's just a woman going, okay, yeah, two more.
Yeah.
Three more.
Keep it pumping.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah. And you're like, what is this on? It's on for about 30, 40
The first
minutes.
Time I heard that, I thought there was an aerobics class happening downstairs that had started. And I was upset because the gym is on two tiers, basically, thinking, what the heck's going on? All the music stops and there's some woman doing, like, step aerobics downstairs. Yeah. It's just absolutely, I mean, it's terrible.
And then you go down and you think, well, what's going on? Why is there nobody turning this off, putting the music back on?
Yeah.
And there's just some guy sat at the desk, sort of looking brain dead, flipping through a newspaper.
Totally brain dead.
You're like, excuse me, mate, there's no music. And then he puts it back on and you just wish you'd never asked
it. It's run by complete morons.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, okay, so here's the guy and his things. What is that?
Ta.
Why are you saying ta?
Maybe you're saying thank you to the wait.
Ta. Ta. And I'll describe to you what he was doing, right, at the time. Let me just start this again. Right, now listen out for the first where he goes, ta. And what that is, he's got two dumbbells, pretty heavy dumbbells, and he's like, he's got them by his side, and he's standing up and he's like whipping them up to above his head in one motion, which is just asking for all kinds of snap action, basically. And then from there, he's got them above his head. He gets it into the beginning position with his arms extended. And then he barely goes down more than 45 degrees from there. And yet he's putting all this effort in. Listen, here he comes now. And now, tap. And I'm looking around, everyone in the room is looking at, and I'm catching the eye of everyone is like, yeah, everyone's laughing. Everyone's laughing at you.
But he thinks everyone's just looking at him. But he thinks they're looking at him like, look at that beefcake.
Nope.
Wish I was like that.
Seriously.
Or if there's girls in there, oh, I want a piece of him.
Ta! Nobody wants a piece. Nobody wants that piece.
If maybe you were on your own, start doing it.
Maybe if you were on your own in a whole gym, maybe.
But there's just no need for it. It doesn't do anything.
I don't think it does anything.
It doesn't give you extra power.
No, I don't think it does.
It doesn't do anything. All it is for people to make a noise. It's like when people bang the weights down.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, look at me. Look, everyone, look. Look what I'm doing.
Yeah, basically, yeah, that's
look,
it.
Look how much I'm lifting. Yeah. Right? It's just moronic.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Nobody cares. Everyone thinks you're an idiot.
Could not care less.
Any credibility you might have had, you've now forfeited.
Yeah.
Because we all think you're an idiot who loves himself.
But I just don't get why people are like that. No. It's weird when people go into gyms, they kind of, I don't know if they're just like that normally, or they just go in and all of a sudden, because they can see themselves in a mirror or something, or they feel good because they're lifting weights, that they turn into morons.
Yeah.
Like complete idiots.
Yeah.
Who I just think, are they like that all the time? Are they just constantly idiotic?
I think it comes back to that principle that I've said many times before, that sometimes you can get a brief insight. You can observe someone doing something or saying something, and I think in certain cases you can extrapolate that out to their whole life. And that sounds really shallow and narrow-minded, but I honestly think that when you see someone doing something which is so cretinous, that it you can look at them and go, they probably are equally cretinous in most things they do. Because they're so happy to be visibly cretinous in that regard. They're probably, almost certainly, privately cretinous.
You've got them pegged,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'd love to be proved wrong.
Yeah. But probably not.
But there it is. It is what it is. So yeah. There you go. The tar man.
Tar. We've been homing about him quite a lot.
Yeah, so but that's it now.
I'm glad that you...
We'll put that to bed now.
Yeah. Did I tell you that I did a yoga class last week?
What?
New thing I'm trying.
Why are you doing yoga?
Well, you know, we go to the gym quite a lot.
I started doing yoga, actually, to be fair.
Oh, yeah? You're just about to slag me off, and then you say you do it yourself.
I started doing it at home.
Oh, I went to an actual class.
Yeah, I didn't.
With other people.
You didn't do hot yoga, did you?
No, just normal room temperature yoga.
Come to room temperature yoga.
It was quite good, actually, though. I quite liked it, because I'm very unflexible.
Yeah, I know that about you, actually.
Yeah, to the point of...
I've always said that.
Embarrassment. I mean, I can't touch my toes.
Why not? Why didn't you just, like, just practice pathetic. It for a while? For, like, a couple of weeks? Ever?
Well, I don't know. I do stretching sometimes, but it's not enough. Unless you keep doing it, it doesn't do anything, does it? You just go back to normal, unflexible.
Okay. It's too many gains.
Well, it's not really, but, like, my shoulders are quite... I can't pull my arms back very far and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I'm starting to think now... If I keep going down this road, I'm going to be a crumpled old mess by the time I'm 40. So I thought if I start doing yoga...
Not far off.
No, a couple of months. I thought if I start doing yoga, you know, it'll sort of loosen me up a bit, you know, help me at the gym and stuff like that. So stop me getting injured.
Yeah, probably. Makes sense.
And it was quite good. The only bit I didn't like was... I did wonder if it was going to be a bit sort of hippie and... You know, sort of get in touch with yourself kind of thing.
Did you think it was going to be just you and a load of girls?
No. No,
it
was quite a big mix of people, actually. Mm. Like, all shapes and sizes, you know, old, young, whatever. And it was good. It was, you know, I was actually better than I thought it was going to be. I didn't embarrass myself too much.
Right.
And I was at the back anyway, so no one could really see. But there were some bits where you kind of had to... You were on the floor, whatever, curled up, and then you had to come up and straighten your body, and then she was like, and then reach up, which was fine. But then sometimes she'd sort of say, right, now just let your body do what it wants to do. Like, just let it move how it wants to move, to, like, loosen up.
What does that mean?
Well, yeah, exactly. I was like, I'll just stand it. That's what I want to do, just lay down.
Well, like dancing.
Kind of. It was almost a bit like that.
Yeah.
You know on Peep Show where they do rainbow rhythms?
Yeah.
It was a bit like that because I sort of... There was about 30 people in there. And I sort of, you know, I didn't know if you meant every eye.
Sounds like the expressive arts thing I used to do.
Yeah, a little bit. And so I was sort of looking around to see what other people were doing because I'll just copy them.
Yeah.
And there were sort of people, you know, with their eyes closed.
Oh, no, you didn't. Please tell me you
just
didn't.
Just waving their arms.
No,
I didn't do any of that, no. But I was looking at them thinking, oh, my God. So I just
Why are you waving their arms
around?
So
I just
sort of
did a few sort of stretching things, like pulled my arms back.
That is the most awkward thing I've ever heard.
Shook my arms about a bit and stuff. And
right, so hold on. I need to understand this. So you finish the session...
Well, you know, it's kind of like
a part of it, pause bit.
Yeah, it's like because you have to sort of the first bit is stretching out all parts of your body and stuff.
Okay, So she says, right now, just let
your body move how it wants to move.
Let your body move how it wants to. Well, it moves how I move.
Yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yeah, I was thinking, well, it moves how I tell it to move.
Right. So there was a man who had his eyes closed and his arms. Like above his
and
head.
And women, there's quite a few doing it, yeah. Just sort of reaching up, sort of like.
So that's
just
what
waving
they're,
their arms.
What they're saying is that's what their body does.
That's what their body wants.
When left to its own devices.
I guess so, yeah.
Is it waves around like some kind of ghost?
Yeah, that's when they're in bed, they're just waving around and like wiggling. Yeah, it's
weird. So
and there was some sort of like on the floor, sort of in a ball, like rolling.
No, like, that didn't happen.
Like rolling side
to
side.
Okay, right, next topic. No, I'm not accepting that happened.
Well, yeah, it did happen.
No, that's hideous. That is absolutely grotesque. Why is someone on the floor suddenly rolling around?
Because sometimes it was when we were sort of laying on our backs and she was...
You got to stop leaning back from the microphone.
Just do what you want.
Going quiet.
Just do what you want, kind of thing. And it was
do you want
whatever position.
Do the next thing.
I'll do the next
yoga position. That's what I've paid for. If I was just going to do what I do at home normally, I wouldn't need your help.
Yeah.
Let your body do what it does naturally.
Yeah.
Standing here, breathing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's no, oh, I can only imagine. I feel a bit sick. Yeah. It's the idea that someone would go, oh, I think what I'll do is go from standing position. Were you all standing up when she said that?
Yeah.
To then go onto your knees and go onto the floor and just do some kind of weird
just moves. Shaking about. But it seemed, it was just weird. But I kind of like, well, I guess this is what you're doing here. So.
No, it doesn't. That's mental.
But no one else is. Everyone in there is doing the same thing.
Yeah, but so. They're all weird people.
Yeah, but if you want.
Okay, they're probably not weird people.
You're getting something out of it, so.
But don't you feel uncomfortable? Like,
no, but I didn't really.
That would
because,
give me chills.
But because everyone else, if I was doing it in front of an audience, yeah, I probably would. But
you are doing it in front of an audience.
Yeah, but everyone else who's in the audience is also doing it. So it doesn't matter. So you're all a bunch of freaks together.
You're the odd one out.
Yeah. Like, if you're in a, like, a sane asylum,
right,
it doesn't matter because everyone's the same.
Okay, so tell me again what you were doing.
I was just sort of stretched. Like,
did you do nothing to
shaking,
start with? Just
shaking
watching
my arm.
People.
Well, I just kind of wanted to see what is my first one. So I wanted to see what people were doing. And I saw a few people doing this and that.
So your girlfriend there as well?
Yeah, yeah.
What does she do?
She was just sort of stretching as well. Yeah. So she wasn't doing
it. Because she's a normal person.
Yeah. But I didn't want it. But then I thought, well, maybe I should just start like reaching up and
you
stuff.
You didn't think that.
I did a couple of it.
Oh, come
like,
on.
But
man.
Later on in the session, it was more like stretching up to the ceiling and like moving.
Which is
your
fine.
Arms,
yeah, it's fine.
Like one to the one and
the
other.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
Reaching
though.
Up. Why but, would but you more be, sort of think? Flowing? Like letting, just letting your arms sort of flow a little bit. But it was quite nice.
I feel a bit faint.
But then the other thing you do at the end is there's like a 15-minute just relaxation bit.
Right.
Where you just lie down and everyone's lying down and it's completely
it's
silent.
Off.
And then she's saying, you know, just relax your feet, your toes.
Oh, yeah, I've
and
done
it's
this
all yeah. the, and it moves up your body. From,
yeah, that's the oldest trick in
like,
the book.
You know, and then you...
We used to do this at school.
But I nearly fell asleep.
You pay for that.
Yeah, but it was quite nice. I felt quite refreshed.
You could do that
it.
At home, though.
Yeah, but I like to have someone telling me what to do.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
But so it was quite good. I guess you could get a video and it, what are you doing?
Sorry, yeah, I didn't realise.
Standing the day, doing a bit of DIY. But no, I'll definitely do it again. It's quite good. I think it'll help me.
Yeah,
so.
I'm sure, like, it's fine. But I just find that let your body do what it wants. I mean, that is, wow.
But I'm ready for it now. I know what's coming.
But what are you going to do this time?
I might just go with it. Just start doing some of the like rainbow rhythm stuff.
What, go like turn around
just,
in a circle,
just
waving
start
your
like,
arm? You're not going to do that. You can't do that. I don't
everyone
think,
else is doing it, so we don't
I don't
mind.
Think we can be friends anymore if you do that.
Well, why don't you come down?
No,
you can do it with
that's
me.
That's absolutely sick.
I'll look dead into your eyes while we do it.
I don't know what to make of that. It's very strange.
Each to their own, isn't
just
it?
The idea of you standing there, looking around like utterly petrified. What do I do? And then very slowly and very uncertainly start like moving, rolling your shoulders and bringing your hands up. Just think of that.
Imagine that.
I can't. It makes me
imagine the look on my face
that makes
while I'm
feel,
doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If your eyes are closed, I would have to. I'd drive to the yoga place, smash, drive my car through the window, punch you right in the face. Your eyes better not be closed. If you come back and tell me your eyes
I
are closed,
I don't know. They might
we're
going to
have
been.
Problems.
I don't remember.
Oh, I don't
I
know.
I was lost in the moment.
Why could this not have been on a public show? Tapas is so privileged.
They are, yeah. Save all the best stuff for Tapas.
Oh, Joe's weird rainbow rhythms with his eyes closed.
It's not as weird as your bed story.
It's equally weird.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
Well,
no, it's not because you're obviously doing something lots of other people do. Whereas, you might struggle to find anyone else who has a shelf bed story mine. But that's what makes me special.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, we'll cut it off there because it's a good place to end.
Yeah.
So aftertaste. The return of aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we said that?
But it's good that if it goes away for a while because then it's, you know, it's good and it's nice to have
absence
a return.
Absence makes the heart go stronger. Grow stronger?
Grow fonder.
Grow fonder.
Yeah.
Bridget Fonda.
Jane Fonda.
If you haven't joined up to the Newswatch newsletter, it'd be in your best interest to do that. Which you can't get on Tapas yet. We'll probably end up adding it to Tapas at some point, but not into the distant future. And we've had amazing feedback on it. I think it was actually really, really funny.
Yeah.
genuinely really funny.
And you also get exclusive Music of the Peach Volume 1,
which is all of the songs that we've created over the years, parodies, and 10% off in the store if you're interested. TheAbsolutePeach.com, obviously you know that, /newswatch. Go and subscribe. It's free, of course, and one email a week. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Cheers.